You just talk about, I mean, 201 yards rushing and just the way that both of those guys ran for you.
Yeah, that was an outstanding performance last week by both Crowell and Johnson. But it all starts with the men up front. We thought they had an excellent week of preparation. And everyone understands that your preparation is kind of what dominates your performance. It has nothing to do with the actual game day. Your preparation is everything. And those guys had an excellent week. And we were able to go out and execute at a high level. And we had some success. Hopefully that carries over again this weekend.
Game day, do you communicate with you as far as, you know, play calls and stuff like that? You know, do you ever find yourself in a game saying, we're running it really well today, we should stick with that, or is that just strictly you stay out of Hugh's domain then?
we come in with a pretty solid plan where everybody's always on the same page. At halftime, he will always ask for input in terms of what runs you like and which runs you think should be repeated. But he's pretty well versed by game day on what he wants to call and how he likes it called.
When you look at that Jacksonville run defense, it seems like it switched when Darius got over there. Have you seen a big difference since he's been there?
Well, the games that are in our breakdown, he hasn't played a whole lot in them. But everyone is well aware of how dominant he can be. As a player, he's outstanding. When he's right, he can dominate a game single-handedly. So we have to be prepared to face him and to face him a lot in this ball game. He's a pretty good football player.
Have you noticed the difference in them the last couple of weeks?
Well, they've played well in every game tape that we've had in our breakdown sessions. They're fast. They're athletic. It's a good scheme. They understand it extremely well. They've got really good playmakers at every level, up front, at linebacker, and in the secondary. And we got our hands full.
You guys talked about just the fact that the weather's changing here and that this really needs to be the time of the running game.
Well, every year at this time, you try to crank it up because it's harder to throw the football, as we all know, in cold weather. We also understand that you don't want an opposing good quarterback getting repeated looks at your defense. I mean, it all plays hand in hand. We like to try to have more minutes with the football than our opponent. So the possession time is very important. And to keep the football, you've got to execute on third downs to get more downs, which means you've got to run the ball efficiently on first and second down as well. So all those factors play into it. You'd like to be a dominant team throughout the season, but especially once late November, December hits.
To what extent do you get involved with Kaiser as a runner?
He's been really good. He's
not how he's been. I'm asking to what extent you get involved. I mean, do you coach him? I'm going to lead to quarterback sneaks. I mean, do you coach him how to run a quarterback sneak? It's kind of where I was going with the question.
No, we have a game plan, and Coach Jackson determines all the calls in those situations, and everything goes through Coach Jackson, through our quarterbacks, and decisions are made at that point, and guys have to make a decision and play football.
In terms of the technical aspects of gaining yardage on a quarterback sneak, though, are you with Kaiser on that?
No, I am not. No, he has a position coach that is in charge of that.
Are you aware of what it's going to be like Sunday?
I'm sorry, can you repeat
that? Pay close attention to what the weather's going to be like Sunday?
No, I never really get into it. It's November, and the weather's changing, so you just prepare for everything. I wish it was 80 out, but it won't be.
Do you have to make significant adjustments if it's Austin in there as opposed to JC if he's unable to go on Sunday?
They're different players, but that unit is well coached by the men that coach them. And Austin's a young player who has aspirations to have a long career in this NFL. So he works hard. And again, as I said before, the preparation takes care of the performance. So he's prepared like nobody else, to come in and step up if he has to play and perform at a high level. And we have a lot of confidence in the men in that room, and they work real hard. And if he's in there, we think he'll play well, which will help us play well.
I know. Last year when you guys pulled him off a practice squad, you guys had one of your best rushing games the one
yes.
game you played. What kind of did he do well in that game?
Assignments. Yeah, I mean, he's very smart. He really works at the game, and he's going to always make the right calls up front. And, again, he's a young guy who's still emerging, but he works really hard at it, And he's going to get better the more he plays, like most young players. So if he has the opportunity to go out there and perform, he's going to have his bad plays, of course, because he hasn't played a whole lot. But he's going to play really well. We have a lot of confidence in that he will, if he's in there.
What kind of challenge is this defense when it comes to your backs pass protecting?
They don't blitz a whole lot, but when they do, they cause problems. And so it's been a really good week for us in terms of our preparation in regards to getting ready for it. We expect it. We know that they're talented and they have good depth throughout their defensive unit. And we're ready for this challenge. We're going to step up and do our part to help make sure that they don't hit our quarterback a bunch.
Because they're really aggressive in getting after the quarterback. I mean, they lead the league in sacks and they're very good at pressuring. Does that actually open up opportunities in the run game for you because they're – you know, coming up field the way they are, is there opportunities for you guys to kind of get behind them a little bit?
There's some things that you game plan when you play a team that has really good pass rushers, and I think we'll see some of that on Sunday. But, yeah, you always have a plan in mind of how to attack teams with great pass rushers.
I know we've asked you about Duke and his toughness before, but again, there's a play, I think it was in the fourth quarter Sunday, where he got a swing pass and about four guys hit him and he kept fighting and wound up picking up yards instead of taking a loss. Like, what goes through your mind when you see him do that? And does kind of his toughness ever surprise you?
No, I've been around him long enough now to know the first defender rarely gets him down. He's extremely tough mentally and physically, and he's not going to let you tackle him that easy. He knows when the journey's over, but at the same time, he's going to fight for every inch. He knows that we need every inch, and he knows those are important yards. At any moment, whether it's a run or pass, we have to fight and claw for everything.
He's kind of maybe probably unfairly labeled as a change of pace kind of guy. I mean, do you think that's unfair that he's more than that?
I think it's extremely unfair. I think he does a lot of things really well that goes unnoticed at times because of the way he's built and the way he runs. But there's a toughness to Duke I think opposing teams understand. Because when they pop that tape on, that tells the whole story. And they see him never dying easy on the football field. They see him taking on linebackers who outweigh him by 30 and 40 pounds. So I think he's got a lot of respect throughout the league. And most of the coaches I talk to in a pregame every week, he's one of the first guys they always mention in terms of, man, I really like this 29.
You mentioned knowing when the journey's over. And I've heard receivers say that they got to know that when it's time to get down. Do you talk to your guys about avoiding unnecessary hits?
It's not necessarily avoiding hits. It's knowing when the yards are done. You're being held up and it's strip tackle time and try to get the ball out. And so you have to take a mindset of, I got to protect myself, number one, and number two, I got to protect the football. And if I'm doing those two things, I'm taking care of the team. So, yes, there's definitely a time when the journey's over. They all know it. You have to teach it, you have to practice it, and you have to have awareness to it to point those instances out when it's a teachable moment to your players. The journey is over. Get on the ground.
I know Fournette's not on your team, but obviously, you know, you watch film or whatever. Is he unique in that he likes to seek out contact the way he does? I mean, I'm guessing as a coach, that's not necessarily something you would teach your backs.
Well, I think a lot of teams in the National Football League has a guy or two like that. Maybe not as explosive as he is. He's an outstanding player, as we all know. What I like about watching this guy is that he is going to violently finish every run. There are no runs in his mind that he doesn't think is going to gain 50 yards or get a touchdown. And that's what you like about him as a position coach, seeing that this guy is special and he runs hard. And he never dies easy. He's never going down. He thinks every run's a home run. But he's fun to watch. He won't be fun watching him this Sunday, but he is a heck of a football player.